لا تقول عليك السلام. عليك السلام تحية الموتى. Don't say عليك السلام, because عليك السلام is the greeting of the dead. What it meant is at the time of Jahiliyat, this is the way they would greet the dead, meaning if they had to go to a qabr, this is how they would say. They would take the person's name and they would say عليك السلام. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that don't do what the people of Jahiliyat did. This is how they greet. Our greeting is different. قُلْ أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. That you say أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. قُلْ أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. When you're greeting somebody, say أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained further, but this assalamu alaik for us is the greeting of the living and is the greeting of the dead. So immediately he corrected him. So that's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that don't say this alaik assalam, say assalamu alaik. Qala qultu anta rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He said, I then asked him, are you the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Qala, he said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, ana rasuluhu alladhi إذا أصابك ضر فدعوته كشفه عنك. إذا أصابك ضر فدعوته كشفه عنك. I am the messenger of that being. If any, now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is using this as a platform, as a opportunity to give this person iman and yaqeen dawat. So he said, I am the Nabi of that being. If anything, any difficulty afflicts you, you supplicate to him, he will remove that difficulty. So he didn't just say, yes, I am the Nabi, but he said, I am the Nabi of that being. If any difficulty afflicts you, you supplicate to him, he will remove that difficulty. وَإِذَا أَصَابَكَ عَامُ سَنَةٍ فَدَعُوتَهُ أَمْبَتَهُ أَمْبَتَهَا لَكَ. If any year of drought afflicts you and you supplicate to him, he will cause the crops to grow. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ بِأَرْضٍ فَقْرٍ أَوْ فَلَاتٍ فَضَلَّتْ رَاحِلَتُكَ فَدَعُوتَهُ رَدَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. If you are in any desert or barren land, and if your conveyance happens to get lost, it's a very serious thing where your camel gets lost or your animal gets lost in a barren land, because now there's no means for you to return home. So he said, you supplicate to him, he will return your conveyance to you. قَالَ قُلْتُ إِعْهَدْ إِلَيَّ. I then said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me some nasihat, give me some advice. قَالَ لَا تَسُبَّنَّ أَحَدًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, don't ever verbally abuse anybody. قال فما سببت بعده حرا ولا عبدا ولا بعيرا ولا شاتا. Imagine, look at that force that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in his natural character. This was a complete stranger. He's saying that I saw people were just grabbing onto his suggestions, his consultations, they were just accepting. And now I'm asking him for advice. And he told me, don't ever verbally abuse anybody. So he's saying now, this sahabi is mentioning, he said, after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me these words, two words, لا تسبن أحدا, don't verbally abuse anybody. He's giving his personal account of how these words affected him. He said, I didn't verbally abuse any free person after that, nor did I verbally abuse any slave after that, nor did I verbally abuse any camel after that, nor did I verbally abuse any sheep after that. Nabi Salaam just told me one time, don't verbally abuse anybody. Forget people, I didn't even abuse an animal after that. Such an effect his advice had on me. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, وَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Don't look down on any good action. Whatever that action may be, if it's a good action, don't look down and think it's something trivial. وَإِن تُكُلِّمَ أَخَاكَ وَأَنْتَ مُنْبَسِطٌ إِلَيْهِ وَجْهُكَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that I should greet, that you greet your brother with a smiling face. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. That is also from good deeds. And just the fact that you're meeting somebody, you're smiling, that is also from a good deed. In other words, don't even look at down at that also. Because this is also from a good deed, that you just meet somebody with a smile on your face. وَرْفَعْ إِزَارَكَ إِلَى نِصْفِ السَّاقِ فَإِنَّ بَيْتَ فَإِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now we're doing this chapter on the length of the garments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you might be thinking how this hadith is fitting in that chapter. But muhaddiseen, Allah Pak reward them, if they find even one part of the hadith is tying up with the chapter, they'll bring it in. So this is the part that is tying up with our chapter. The next advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me is lift up your lower garment to half your shin. Halfway through your shins, that is where your garment should reach. فَإِنَّ بَيْتَ, if you cannot do so, فَإِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ, then above your ankles. وَإِيَّاكَ وَإِسْبَالَ الْإِزَارِ. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware. Beware of dragging your garments, of lowering your garments. فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَ. Person who lowers his garments below his ankles, this is from pride. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمَخِيلَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like pride. And this part, just this part here is from this part of the hadith is from this chapter we're doing. So Imam Nawawi رحمة rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this hadith here. Then the last part of the advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him, وَإِنِ امْرُؤٌ شَتَمَكَ وَعَيَّرَكَ بِمَا يَعْلَمُ فِيكَ فَلَا تُعَيِّرْهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِيهِ. If anybody swears you, anybody abuses you, because of some fault that he knows in you. This person is aware that you got some weakness, some fault, and because of that fault that you've got in you, he's abusing you, he's swearing you, he's finding faults, he's speaking faults on you because of that fault, that weakness that you got in you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَلَا تُعَيِّرُهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِيهِ. You don't find fault with him because of something that you know is wrong with him. If he's doing this to you and you know there's something wrong with him, you know his history, you know his skeletons he's got in his cupboards, you can also open up all that if you want to. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَلَا تُعَيِّرُهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِيهِ. You don't open up, find any faults with him because of something you know about him. فَإِنَّمَا وَبَالُ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِ. Because the effects of what he is saying to you, the effects of that will fall upon him. You don't need to say anything. That person is telling you something, he's abusing you, he's finding faults with you, he is openly criticizing you. You don't need to say anything. Because the effect of what he's saying will fall upon him. So you just remain quiet. What a beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we don't look down at anything. Any action we don't look down. We don't verbally abuse anybody. We don't allow our garments to flow beneath our ankles. And the last part of the hadith, anybody tells us anything, there is nothing for us to say. This hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this person is speaking on us, is finding fault on us. We don't say anything. We just keep quiet. Because what that man is saying, the effects of it will come back to him. There's no need for us to do anything or say anything. And if we have this type of attitude and this type of akhlaq, where will we ever get into any type of problems? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.